Okay, so I was originally planning on doing this by speaking, but it appears that my means of recording my voice isn't working at the moment, which leaves me with this cut-rate Steven talking voice thing. I'm not trying to be clever, it's just all that's available to me right now.
I guess I'll change the voices up here and there for variety's sake, though there are only three, so I'll have to make the most of it. So here's the deal. Several months ago, my wife informed me that she no longer wished to be married to me. She wanted a divorce. It was not the first time she had spoken of leaving, but it was the first time she had used the dreaded D word. We had been living in New York for 2 years or so, and she hated it, and I think maybe she despised me for not hating it along with her. As a native New Yorker, it was home to me. I liked my job, and I loved the city. We discussed possibilities, but in the end, everything backfired. She ended up taking our two young sons to Rhode Island, while I stayed in New York. I moved into my parents' cramped little computer room out on Long Island while I tried to figure out how to get my life together again. My kids miss me. They cry whenever I leave after one of my visits, which I make as often as possible, usually every 2 weeks or so. It is torture, but right now, a variety of factors make it so that there isn't much else that I can do. In the meantime, the national economy has collapsed. The world seems to be turning sideways and upside down. I feel almost like I'm in some weirdly realistic dream. I keep hoping that I'll wake up and my boys will run in from their room and jump on me and all will be well. But that doesn't seem to be the case. My life has become an odd sort of tragicomedy. I never thought I'd feel so isolated again. Much of my youth was spent feeling that way, feeling alone and shut off and unnoticed. I've always felt like I didn't really belong anywhere. But when I got married, and especially when I had kids, I thought I would never feel that way again, that those days were over. Well, I was wrong. When the RPM challenge came up this year, I initially dismissed it completely. Most of my music equipment was being held at a friend's house, and I had a bit too much going on to work on music. And then I thought to myself that I really needed to try to do something, for the sake of maintaining some level of relative sanity in a world quickly slipping off the deep end. Half the month was over already and I had no shot at having the time to put together an album's worth of material as I had the previous year. But I could get a cheap microphone and record myself talking about some things. Maybe grab some discarded MIDI files from my computer or process some previously recorded musical tracks to create a musical accompaniment to the spoken word pieces. Well, the voice recording part didn't work out, but I do seem to have enough music sitting around. I don't know how this will turn out, but the product is not the point. The process is the process of creating something new, something from my own heart and mind. Something funny and weird and sad and utterly pointless yet completely meaningful to those with the right filters on their ears, and especially, to myself. So here is the final result, the product. Hopefully it has some value beyond the process that went into it. But even if not, I am glad for having given it a shot.